Hello and welcome to The Student Speaks. I'm Sarah Narvaez, aka The Student, and today we are going to be talking about the migrant caravan. I've been seeing it in the news a lot lately, and I feel like I should be telling you guys what to keep in mind while you're hearing about the topic. So, here we go. So these asylum seekers, they're coming from Central America, going through Mexico to the U.S. to seek asylum. And these people, their lives are being threatened because of maybe, like, religious practices, their sexuality, their choices in government, and many, like, different things, and their lives are being threatened because of this. And I encourage you guys to read these asylum seeker stories, because for me personally, you can't really picture how their lives are because of this. But when you read the stories, it's put in a whole new light. And so all of these stories are different. And so you have people like Cuadrados, whose husband got caught up with a gang, and then the gang started threatening her family and ended up hurting her daughter. So Cuadrados took her daughter, and she ran, and she's now currently walking to the U.S. because the gang is now threatening her family. And so in class, we're reading the book, What is the What? And so on page 88, he's telling this kid, Michael, about his mother. And he says, "Tell me, Michael, where is your mother? Have you ever seen her terrified? No child should ever have to see this." And this quote reminds me of Quisada's story, because she realized it wasn't safe and she feared for her and her daughter's life. And I can't imagine what her daughter must have gone through during this time. And everyone's story is different. Like, you have Shahab, who converted to Christianity, and then people started threatening his life. Or you have Manchano, who got attacked for being gay and then sought asylum in the U.S. So everyone has a different story, but everyone needed to go to the U.S. to survive. And that's something we all need to, like, keep in mind while we're hearing these stories, or while we're hearing about the migrant caravan. Because once you hear more and more about asylum seekers and the migrant caravan and all this border situation in the U.S., people start to generalize everyone. And we have to remember that everyone has a different story and they're not all the same. All right, now that you guys know what's happening from the asylum seeker's perspective, I found some articles on the topic. And we're going to see what the media says about the migrant caravan. All right, so I have an article from Independent, and it reads, "President Trump made it clear Thursday that he will do everything in his power to stop them, dispatching troops, threatening to shut the border entirely, saying in an afternoon press conference, the military will consider rocks thrown at active troops' firearms." Now, let me just say that most of these people are... Most of these are children. Roughly around 2,000 of the people in the migrant caravan are children. And I don't think we need to worry about whether, like, they're not actually going to harm people. Also, because there have been many different articles saying that they are coming in peace. They are coming to seek asylum and not to raid or not to invade our country. Second, they don't speak of President Trump's perspective. Just in this whole article, they speak as if Trump has no motive behind it. And that is not true, because he has a motive and it is not being said here. Okay, so the next article I have is from the Washington Examiner, and it reads, "The government of Mexico has generously offered asylum, jobs, education, and medical care for people within the caravan, but many members of the caravan have refused these offers, which demonstrate that these migrants are not legitimate asylum seekers." Now, if these migrants were to accept asylum in Mexico, they would eventually still need to seek asylum again to America, because it is still not safe even in Mexico. I looked up that the crime rate in Mexico is up 16%, and I
assure you, and I know that these migrants already know, that they will need to end up looking for asylum for America again because it's not safe in Mexico either.
So when you're reading news articles, you need to make sure that they are supporting their facts or that they're not leaving out information. Because of that, people start generalizing. And like in the migrant caravan, people start stereotyping all people, which is not right because they all have different stories. Not all of them are drug dealers. Not all of them are people who are going to hurt America. And to look at another perspective, wasn't America founded by people who wanted religious freedoms or people who wanted to have their own opinions in government and everything? And that's all, you guys. That's everything that I have to say about the migrant caravan and about asylum seekers. So next time you hear people talking about the conversation, you have some interesting things to add. You're welcome. Goodbye. Have a great day.